Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are listening from to this podcast. I'm Pastor Edu, coming your way. Let's turn our Bibles to Romans chapter 6, verse number 5. Romans chapter 6, verse number 5. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 6, verse number 5 from the King James Version. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans chapter 6, verse number 5 from the King James Version of the Scriptures. Hallelujah. I've started today's sermon as the resurrection of Christ. The resurrection of Christ. The book of Romans is considered as the fifth gospel in the sphere of theology. It is considered so because Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John talks about the birth, life, and the teaching of Christ. Romans, on the other hand, talks about the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So this morning, evening, or afternoon, where are listening from to this podcast, we are considering the topic, the resurrection of Christ. Hallelujah. From Romans chapter 6, verse number 5, for the King James. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans chapter 6, verse number 5. Hallelujah. Paul used the word planted. He used the word planted, which in the Greek means smoophotos in the Greek, which means growing along with. It can figuratively mean closely united to. Hallelujah. Smoophotos. That's the word rendered as planted in the Greek. Smoophotos in the Greek, meaning growing along with. It can figuratively mean closely related to. Hallelujah. Now, I like the way the Net Bible used the word smoophotos. I like the way the Net Bible used the word smoophotos. Net Bible, Romans chapter 6, verse number 5, from the Net Bible. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, we will certainly also be united in the likeness of his resurrection. So the word planted, smoothotos, in the Greek meaning go along, which can figuratively mean closely united, has been appropriately used by the Net translation of the Scriptures. Hallelujah. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, we will certainly also be united in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans chapter 6, verse number 5 from the Net Bible. Hallelujah. The death of Adam. Some of the Bible use the word one man or first man, brought separation to mankind. The death and resurrection of Christ brought unity to humankind. Hallelujah. So Romans chapter 5, verse number 18 from the King James. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, that is the free gift, came upon all men unto justification of life. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5, verse 18 from the King James. Hallelujah. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Romans chapter 5, verse number 18. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at some of the significance of the death of Christ. The significance of the death of Christ. Hallelujah. In fact, it is so fascinating to see people from all walks of life celebrating the death of Christ at the expense of the significance of his resurrection. Hallelujah. It's fascinating. I can't even fathom it. It becomes so difficult for me to comprehend why people are so fascinating celebrating the death of Christ at the expense of the significance of his resurrection. Hallelujah. I would like to ask the following questions. One, how many times did Christ die? Right? I need serious answers. How many times did Christ die? And then two, how is his death celebrated? I want to know if there's a Hebrew or a Jewish rabbi tried to tell me how his death was celebrated. And where to celebrate his death? Where to celebrate Christ's death? So the questions are, how many times did Christ die? How is his death celebrated? And where to celebrate his death? Hallelujah. The following are some of the significance of the death and resurrection of Christ in the life of anyone prophesying Christ as his or personal Savior. The first significance of Christ's death and resurrection is that it unites us. It unites us. Romans chapter 6 verse 5 from the Next Bible. For if we have become united with him in likeness of his death, we will certainly also be united in the likeness of his resurrection. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 6 verse 5 from the Next Bible. Coincidentally, is what happened to be the sermon text for today. Hallelujah. Another significance of Christ's death and resurrection is that we are raised with him. We are raised with Christ. The death and resurrection of Christ, one of the significance is that we are raised with Christ. Romans chapter 6 verse number 4 from the King James. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. That's one of the significance of the Christian baptism. Romans chapter 6 verse number 4 from the King James. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah. So we were raised with Christ. That's one of the death of Christ, the significance of Christ. I've seen some inscription on social media, people trying to chastise Judas Iscariot. It's unfortunate. He's dead and gone quite a long time, about 2,000, 3,000 years ago. We are now chastising him for selling or betraying Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Of course, there's a significance to the death. So then we are raised with Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse number 4 from the King James. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah. These are some of the significance of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Another significance of Christ's death and resurrection is that it made us dead to sin. It makes us dead to sin. Romans chapter 6 verse number 11 from the King James. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. What a word. Romans chapter 6 verse number 11. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. That's also one of the significance of the death of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Another significance of the death of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, is that it makes a servant of righteousness. It makes you and I servants of righteousness. That is what we have to strive to achieve. Servants of righteousness. Romans chapter 6 verse number 18 from the King James. Being then made free from sin, he became the servant of righteousness. Just two verses below the 18, Romans chapter 6 verse number 20 from the King James. For when ye were the servant of sin, ye were free from righteousness. The word righteousness from the Greek is dikaiosune. Dikaiosune, meaning without blemish or not being guilty. Hallelujah. So we are made servants of righteousness. the death and significance of Jesus Christ had made you and I servants of righteousness. Romans chapter 6, verse number 18. Being then made free from sin, he became the servant of righteousness. Just two verses below the 18, Romans chapter 6, verse number 20. For when ye were the servant of sin, ye were free from righteousness. Hallelujah. Another significance of the death of Christ to you and I is Christ expressed his love for us. Another popular quotation, Romans chapter 5, verse number 8. Christ expressed his love for you and I through the death and the resurrection of Christ. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5, verse number 8. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. Christ died for you and I, so that you and I will live in eternity. Hallelujah. That is one of the significant of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Another significance of the death of Jesus Christ is that we receive the gift of righteousness. Take note, righteousness is a gift. It's not by our works, or how well we bath with liquid soap or sanitizers, or we bath in jacuzzi. No, righteousness is a gift. So one of the significance of Christ's death and resurrection is that he gave you and I the gift of righteousness. Romans chapter 5, verse number 17 for the King James. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The word by one man's offense, the word man there is not gender neutral. It's referring to a specific man, Adam. Hallelujah. But it's not gender neutral, so take it of it. Romans chapter 5, verse 17 for the King James. For if by one man's offense, that word one man's there is not gender neutral, referring to both male and female, it's referring to a specific man in scripture known as Adam. So if by one man's offense, in other words, if by Adam's offense death reigned by Adam, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in the life by one. And that one there is clearly stated, Jesus Christ, in parentheses in some scriptures. Hallelujah. Another significance of the death of Christ, resurrection of Christ, is it reconciled us to God. It reconciled you and I to God. Romans chapter 5, verse number 10. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Hallelujah. The death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The significance of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. One, it unites us. In the NET Bible, Romans chapter 6, verse 5, in the NET Bible. For if we have been united with him in the likeness of his death, we will certainly also be united in the likeness of his resurrection. Hallelujah. Another significance of the resurrection of Christ is that we are raised with Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse number 4 from the King James. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of his Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah. Another significant of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is that we are dead to sin. Romans chapter 6, verse number 11 from the King James. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Another significant of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is that we are servants of righteousness. Romans chapter 6, verse 18. Being made free from sin, he became the servant of righteousness. Just two verses below the 18th verse of Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, verse number 20 for the King James. For when ye were the servant of sin, they were free from righteousness. Hallelujah. And that's the significance of Christ's death. The resurrection is that Christ expressed his love for you and I. Romans chapter 5, verse 11 is a very popular quotation. But God commanded his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. Another significance of the death of Jesus Christ and the death of Jesus Christ is that we receive the gift of righteousness. Righteousness is a gift. We don't strive to get righteousness. It's a gift from God. Romans chapter 5, verse number 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in the life of one, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, the last significant of the death of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ that we'd like to consider is it reconciled us to God. It reconciled you and I to God. Romans chapter 5, verse number 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read again the sermon text as a way of concluding remarks to today's podcast. The topic is the resurrection of Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse number 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans chapter 6, verse 5 from the King James. The death and resurrection of Christ brought to us sinners life and the gift of righteousness. The death of Christ, the resurrection, brought to you and I as sinners life and the gift of righteousness. May the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ rejuvenate us to worship him the more and the better. Hallelujah. This podcast can be heard on the following media platforms: Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcast, Anchor, Breaker, Public Radio, Spotify for those with Spotify in their country or region. And remember to subscribe so that whenever I put a podcast, you receive it. May God help us and bless us. This is Pastor Edu. Be saved with the resurrection and the death of Christ. Amen.